Hey, Sandy, man.
Yeah, hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak to the person who handles the online listings for King's Handyman. It's usually the owner. Is that you by chance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So the reason I called today, sir, is because we've partnered with Google and Facebook.
Google Ads. Yeah, with Google Ads. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. They call me about 10 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Now, it seems like you're getting these types of calls. That is because, sir, your business has great reputation, like no bad reviews and just some online presence. So, however, it's a bit difficult to find you unless you already know the name of your business. I'm sure you've...
Mm-hmm. What? You want out? Come on. Come on, buddy.
Oh.
I'm talking to my dog.
Sorry about that. I'm sure you've used Google before.
About 5 times a day and asked me the same questions. And I don't even have no ads coming in from Google or Yelp no more. As a matter of fact, I never even got a job from them. And I paid them $300 or $400. You know what I mean? Mm. So I quit doing it. I quit paying them. And now I get calls 10 times a day from Google or Yelp asking me, how's my ad doing? I mean, obviously, you know, all you got to do is get on there and look. They sent me no work.
Mm-hmm. That's actually the reason I called you, sir, so that we can help you build your online presence and, you know, put your business on the first page so you don't need to use Yelp.
Well, how many times do you guys have to help before it gets out there? I mean, I've done it like 5 times. At first, I thought it was cool, but for the past month, you people call me 4 or 5 times a day and ask me how my ad's doing. I mean, that's, you see how it's doing. So why don't you just say, hey, sorry about us taking your money and not letting you get no jobs or anything, but you want to do it again? Sure. Mm-hmm. No.
I see. I'm so sorry.
What? Go ahead.
I'm just wanting to say that I'm so sorry if you had bad experience working with someone. You know, promising that you will be getting business if you work with them. I can assure you we haven't...
I don't have time to sit here and small talk. I mean, what is it that you're doing? You're talking about putting my ad on Google, and when someone goes to Handyman, and my name will pop up on the top or on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they
said. That's right.
But I never got no calls. Has it ever happened before?
I see. Well, success on the internet, sir, is really about working with the right company, and I'm really sorry that you haven't found one. We've been doing this for almost 20 years, and I can guarantee that we've helped a lot of businesses, you know, get more business by putting their business on the first page of Google. So if you do have at least a couple of minutes to discuss this, we can go over this, and then if it makes sense for me.
All right, I'll listen to it. What, you want some money up front in my bank account number?
No, sir. I can pull up an accurate details in here as well as the pricing. May you know who am I speaking with first?
You're speaking to the man you called.
Mm-hmm. King's Handyman, right? Are you the sole owner or do you have a partner, sir?
No, I'm the owner.
Okay. And do you usually service residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Okay. And how far do you usually travel for a client?
Why don't you guys have this on record, ma'am? I'm just curious. If I've talked to you guys so many times and I've told you the same information, well, why ain't it on the computer? You know what I mean? Does it not get saved?
Well, I do have your listings here on Yelp, sir, and I'm just trying to confirm that information. Let me just pull up some accurate details for you here as well as the pricing to answer any.
Probably. I'll answer them. That shit will take too long, probably. I'll answer your questions. You don't have to look that up. You can look it up if you want, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just have a couple of more questions, sir. You currently don't have a website, right?
I don't know how to set one up.
Okay.
Somebody was supposed to help me set one up, and they didn't. They never called me back.
Okay, I gotcha. And let's see here. And lastly, sir, your service area, how far do you usually travel?
Surrounding counties.
Surrounding counties, okay. So I'm just pulling up some accurate pricing in here. And I'm sorry, can I at least have your name?
Right off the top, they took 141 and then 135. And I didn't even got a job yet. I was like, what? Hell, excuse me, ma'am? What's my name?
I'm sorry.
Craig G.
Yeah. Craig? Okay.
K K-O-A-I-T-K-I-N.
Gotcha. This is M, by the way. Nice to meet you. So I'm pulling up some accurate pricing in here for you, Craig, and I do have here my pricing director, Joey, to further discuss. I also informed him everything that you told me that you've worked with other companies before and didn't get any success. I can assure you, well, we can help you this time.
Yeah. And what it is, that, I mean, Giggles, I've talked to you guys before, and it come up. They said, okay, how much? It was like a 200 something. And then she goes, well, let me talk to my representative or my boss or whatever to see what I can do. And they got it down to $129 a month.
Okay. Gotcha.
Every time. I mean, I got an email where they sent me saying that I could get my thing half price for $129 a month. And they'd make a note that's what it would be for the rest. Mm-hmm. I mean, does it have that on there? What do you read that?
It's probably from another company, sir, because there are a lot of businesses offers digital marketing. But again, we've been doing this for 20 years. So let me just get you over to my pricing director to further discuss. One moment.
Gotcha. Okay.
Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Craig?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Craig, how you doing? How's your Wednesday going so far?